in Brajavasi house. Well, there were so many brahmacharis.
So many brahmacharis. They welcomed us. We went there. And we began to kirtan and Krishna kirtan. And after that, I did some pravachan. I told them to do kirtan also. When they began, I thought that I should serve them for at least 100 births. Then that bhav can come in our heart. So sweetly, very akarshak, very
attractive,
and with Radha bhav, Radha dashi bhav. I have not heard before that kirtan. Then I knew that certainly Brajavasis has so much quality that you will have to come so many births here in Mathura and Vrindavan, and to learn, you'll have to learn all ideas. From then I used to do pranam to every Brajavasi, because they have their birth in Mathura and Vrindavan. That from birth, devotion to Krishna and Radhe. Although they are doing so householding all works, in Raghunath Das Goswami, in
Brajavilas,
he has done so much. Jat kinchit trini gulmaki katmukham goshte samastam hitat sarvanand mukunda daitam leela anukulam param shastre muhur muhur nishtankitam jancha brahma derapi shastriham tato sarvam maya idam bandate. He is telling that I bow down to all creepers, all trees, serpents,
scorpion.
And all others, beasts and human beings and everything of Vrindavan, I am going down. Because Brahma and Uddhava has prayed to Krishna and Radhika. He wants to be any creeper or any grass of Vrindavan. So I also want. Anyone ask to Raghunath Das Goswami, what is the use of being serpent or that? Can they serve Krishna and Radhika? Or certainly they can serve Radhika and Krishna. Once Krishna did anything against the will of Srimati Radhika, hearing?
Yes.
And she did so much man that Krishna tried to remove her man, but he could not do. Srimati Radhika was going from Krishna to, returning to my home, to my kunda, or barsana or javad. When she progressed some footprints, a black serpent come and did like this, pause, pause, pause. She at once afraid so much, at once returned and running, see, went in the laps of Krishna. This is Raghunath Goswami is seeing this fact. Krishna could not do, his bansi failed, everything, efforts failed to remove the man of Radhika. But that serpent did so, and she returned and met Krishna. Krishna became so happy. So everything in Vrindavan are Sachit Anandamaya and Leela Parikar. Leela Parikar? Associates of Krishna Leela and helps Srimati Radhika and Krishna in meeting and other things. So I bow down to all and I want to have fit dust of all things. I know that every tree, every kivar, everything is Vrindavan Parikar, Leela Sachidananda. Once a man, I have heard from many reliable source that once any man who came to Vrindavan to do sadhana and bhajan here for devotional services, he came. He used to go for paikhana ke liye kya? To for toilet in the groves anywhere, because no one can see, so he used to went there. When he sat down for that, a very sweet sound came. What are you doing? I am here, I am doing devotional services to Srimati Radhika, and you are so near Lajja Behaya.
Shameless.
You are doing dirty here. He saw that, he saw here and there, but saw that there is none. Again, a sound came, like this. Then he was so ashamed and knew that every kifas and everything here is like so. So beg pardon there, fell flat and washed with gobar. Gobar, you know?
Kaudan.
And make it scented. Dhupbatti and deep he gave there. So in Vrindavan, once a man cut the branches of Imli Tala, that branch of Imli. And at once a red
blood.
So many things are seen in Vrindavan. So every one of Vrindavan is pranamna for. If you want to do bhajan, we should not see anyone's any kind of dosh. Baithiye, ek chair le lijiye na. वो चेयर लेकर के बैठिए, नीचे हो जाएगा, नहीं तब दिखाई नहीं पड़ेगा, दिखाई नहीं पड़ेगा. अच्छा तो बैठिए. सो दीज आर जस्ट सिस्टम्स टू बी इन वृंदावन. हाउ टू लिव? सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज वर्न्ड एनीवन नॉट टू गो टू वृंदावन एंड नॉट टू लिव मेनी डेज. Because they can do offense to all these things. They will say, oh, they are so foolish. They don't know anything. But yet, we should do pranam to all. As Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami used to do. When Sanatana Goswami used to go from one village to another village, when he meets any man, the name, they have named Sanatana Goswami Bado Goswami.
Bado Baba.
Bado Goswami. Sanatana Goswami. He used to ask them, oh, how are you? Your samsara better? How are your daughters and your wife? Have you married your sons? Everything news he collected. But no some relation with all these things. But yet he used to do like this. He is telling that if anyone gives any proposal that you should come to Dwarka or Vaikunth, and there are so many Bhakta, Arjuna and all Draupadi are there, Rukmini Shatabhama are there, I won't go, never I will go, but I will go to the doors of Brajavasi and I will hear and talk their family matters. I will take remnants of Brajavasis, jhuti roti. You know, have you tasted jhuti roti?
From you?
Brajavasi. I will never go there, but I will be in Vrindavan. I will be in Radhakund. I will be in any Vanna, but never go. We have yesterday taken a slok of Bilap Kusmandini. What is this? 45. 45. What is called sadhan? No? What is called sadhana? Do you remember the sloka of Bhakti Rasami Sindhu? Can you express your idea about this sloka?
That when one engages in practical devotional service, by which bhava becomes invoked, that is sadhana. There is a natural
madhe mugdhangi bhavat ihali kulai vritaya argham samarpayitum utka arat swajani Svajjanikim, sumukhi dasyati dasyikeyam. Something I have explained, that Krishna has gone to cowherding. And he has gone to Aptakusam Sarovar. Both are waiting for Krishna. There is a Gaurikund. In way to Parikrama at Anur Gram. Have you done Parikrama?
I went there with you, Gaurikund.
Gaurikund? Oh, you have gone there. Yeah. You have also gone?
Yes. Oh,
all.
We didn't stay too long.
After that, we have gone with so many persons there. So many Yatri. Gaurikunda. Who is waiting to Gaurikund? Srimati Chandravadi is waiting. And Radhakund, Srimati Radhika is waiting. Very utkantha dasa, utkantha dasa. Chandravadi has sent Padma and others to anyhow bring Krishna. And here, Lalita and Vishakha has done. And they are in a chesta that we should bring Krishna to our sakhis. They, Lalita and Vishakha came late. Padma and her sakhi went some minutes before, and they took Krishna to their Gaurikund. Krishna was there. They were so sad, Lalita and Vishakha. And they anyhow tried. Lalita sent Vishakha, go and do anything that he come. She came there at Gaurikund. Krishna told, how you have come? Why? She told that just now a demon has come and he had attacked the cow herds and cows, and he is driving all cows to Kansa Goshala and killing all your friends. Krishna told Chandravadi, I am coming just now. And she went with Vishakha. And Vishakha told the real fact. And they went to Radhakunda. Here, Jatila is coming with Srimati Radhika and ordering her that you should do Surya Puja at Surya Kunda. You have gone there also? So then they are going there. And Lalita and Vishakha met Krishna and told that she is going there. So Krishna became like a Brahmin boy, taking some books here, and as a Brahmachari, and like a sishya of devotees of Gargacharya, chhatra of Gargacharya, a student of Gargacharya, and went there. They were waiting. Jatla saw that very beautiful Brahmin boy is there. There were two, Madhumangal and Krishna. But certainly they had made so their disguise that anyone cannot recognize them. Srimati Radhika also could not recognize anyone, but this fact is known by Lalita and Vishakha. Jatla don't know. Krishna is, then Srimati Jatila prayed that boy to do worship of sun. You should make Radhika that puja. Understand? First,
he will lead Srimati Radhika in the puja.
Puja.
Giving mantras and...
So, he told that, I will not see the face of that devotee. I will be very far away from her. Very far away from her. And anything I cannot adopt, may take in dakshina, anything. She saw that he is so nirlobhi brahman, nirlobhi, you know.
No desire.
No desire at all. I have not seen a brahmin like this boy. Certainly he is a very, very qualified brahmin boy. He did so. He read a mantra of Surya. Jagat-mangal-kari Jagat-mangal-krita-gotram Suchi-bits-pravaram-suchim Bhavantam-vishva-sarmanam Purohitaya-brine. He told that my name is Vishva-sarma. Vishva-sarma is name of any Brahman boy. My name is Vishva-sarma. When a puja is done, any archan is done after all months, and they cannot do archan himself, then there is a pratinidhi of
representative.
He is my representative. You will have to utter with name and gotra of all. What is your name and gotra? Name and gotra, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What is your gotra?
Lineage.
Origin or birth, family, previous family.
What is your gotra?
Achyut-gotra.
We are of Achyut-gotra.
Yeah.
But we are not Achyut-gotra. You are. No? What is your gotra?
My gotra.
My gotra.
Your
gotra. Your Achyut-gotra.
No? Only.
Our is Radha Gotra. No? So here, we should learn all these things. In Achyut Gotra, there are two Gotra, Achyut Gotra and Radha Gotra. No? But very fine and very sweet Gotra is Radha Gotra. The Jagannamangalam Gotram. Here, the adjective of son is giving here. Son gives rays to whole world. No? Krishna gives what thing? So many suns and suns, so many moons and everything. Adi, anadi. Krishna, adi of all, and himself anadi. Iswara sarva, ki?
Anadi adi
govinda. The sarva karana karana. Iswara parama krishna sachidananda vigraha. Anadi radi govinda sarva karana karana. Sun gives life, but actually he does not give life. Life gives Krishna. So is Krishna is the root of all things, whether worldly things or all these things, aprakrita vastu. Surya cannot give light in her, but Krishna can give light here, in heart also, and out of heart also. Sun cannot destroy our ajnan, understanding our ajnan, but Krishna can give prakash so that our every kinds of avagyan, ignorance, goes away at once. So there are two meanings of this shloka. One goes to sun and other goes to Krishna sun. Here Krishna is sun. So, Vishwasarmanam, what is the meaning of Vishwasam? Any name, but here Vishwasarmanam means, he gives everything, sarma means prem. Sarma means the meaning of in Sanskrit, sarma means prem. He gives whole world, every jeeva, Krishna prem. So, he is giving Krishna prem to all jivas. He is Vishwasarman, and Radhika, Krishna is telling, Vishwasarma is telling to Radhika, you should utter this mantra, that I am bringing my name, varana kar raha hun. What?
Describe it. I am representative you.
Making representative you or
representing you.
I am
acting on your behalf.
I am taking you as my purohit. No? Varan. In Diksha, we take our Gurudev as my Gurudev, that he is for every birth, if allowed to come in several births, koti, koti and hundreds of births. He is my superior spiritual master. I will leave. This is called Varan in Sanskrit. So I am Vrine, I am taking this person, this Brahman boy, as my Purohit. Who will do Surya Puja on behalf of me. No? Here Surya means Krishna Surya. Achha. Sri Bhagavate Tanutamam Sangharate Anuragine. Those who serve this sun, Anuragine, those who are Anuragi, those who worship sun, he will give light, no? And he will save me from darkness. But here, Anuragane, those who are Anuragi to this Krishna Purush, Vishwasarma, that is sun, he will have everything in his life. Krishna will give him prem and all these things. So I do pranam, puras sate tasmai mitraya padmani bandhave namah. Padmani bandhave mitraya namah. Padmani bandhane bandhave, bandhave. Wait, sab kushal hain? Wait. Wait here, 1 minute, in logon se abhi khatam karte hain. Padmani bandhave means the friend of lotus. No? Padmini means feminine gender. No? So sun is mitra, friend of Padmini Bandhave. So I bow down to this mitraya. Mitraya means Surya. Sun. Padmini Bandhave Mitraya Namaha. But next meaning is this, that Padmini, Srimati Radhika is Padmini. Bandhu, mane friend. Mitraya, Sakhi, Sakha. Here Sakha means, Mitraya means?
Friend.
Not only friend. So, hidden meaning is there. Understanding? Mitraya. So, I am doing pranam to Padmini Bandhave Mitraya. And I am doing pranam to Surya, not that meaning, but meaning I am doing pranam to Krishna. So, every month of Avahana Mantra, you know, Swagatam, Swagatam, Idam Achmaniyam. idam paniyam etat pushpamalyam tubhyam namaha. No? Idam malyam chandanam shnaniyam. Everything. And at last, pushpanjali namaha in the tea. My heart is pushpa, like pushpa. I'm giving this whole heart in the shape of pushpanjali to you. So he did so, but she did for Krishna, and the mantra was for sun and Krishna both. When Jatala saw, he was astonished. I've never seen like a Purohit like this boy. He knows so many mantras. And when Krishna told Srimati Radhika to give Pushpanjali, his hands were
trembling.
And Krishna is telling that, give it to the sun. And in the midway, all posts fell down in the feet of Krishna. Jatila is seeing that why she is fearing, and by fearing these flowers had fell on the feet of Krishna. But actually she was going to give these flowers to some. She did not
understood
all these things. She became so much happy. Oh, Jatila. And he told that, what should I give? Krishna told that, I am disciple of Gargacharya. I don't take anything dakshina of any this puja. No, I will have to give anything to you. If you want to give, give your heart to me. Only your Shraddha I want, nothing. She became more pleased. She told Srimati Radhika, give your
ring,
golden, and here are that ring, diamonds. See, two in fingers Srimati Radhika gave to Jatila. I don't take. Give it to that Purohit. She told that I will not give to that Purohit. I have same and you should go. Then he saw that my Vadhu is also very good of character. So he believed both Krishna as a Brahmin boy and this Radhika, daughter-in-law, very good character. Now he gave it to Krishna, but Krishna told that I never take. But I see that your putra-vadhu means daughter-in-law, is so bhauti, so bhagyavan, so fortunate. Why? I know, I have read so much Samudrik.
Palmistry.
And I know to read this,
foreheads.
And by shape, I can know everything. I am seeing. Can you see? This? I will see it, but far distance. Not near. So Jatala at once gave her hand towards Krishna. And Krishna seeing these lines, Krishna becomes so trembling. Then he told that she is Kamala. You know Kamala?
Lakshmi.
Where she lives, Kamala is bound to live there and serve. And there are so many qualities of this lady. Then she took her daughter-in-law and at once went to her home. Radhika is seeing, turning in the middle, you know, Krishna also wants to meet. But at that time, Krishna also returned with Madhumangal. The Anguthi can take Madhumangal, and he firstly tied in this. This like so. And Jatla has brought some laddu, Manohar laddu and all these things for puja. She also gave to Krishna, but Krishna denied. So Madhumangal that I am
assistant
and servant of this Mahapurohit. Give me, I will carry. This stomach is not good. So he cannot take. But mine is so in proper way. He took and also tightened in his gamcha. Krishna went to Kusum Sarovar where all cowherds were waiting for Krishna. Balde Prabhu came and all Sudam, Madhumangal, everyone came there. Where you were? But by Jogmaya, Krishna did so that they thought that only a moment Krishna was out of us. Perhaps with Madhumangal he was drinking water to Kusum Sarovar or anywhere he was for a moment, not more than moment. So they did not think more. Now it was midday. All wanted to take their prasadam. They sat around Krishna. So many lines were there. First row, second row, third row, fifth row.
In circle type.
And then Krishna sat. Everyone who were backside of Krishna, they are saying that I am in front of Krishna. And Krishna is taking and giving only with me. Those who are inside, here, all knew that we are with Krishna. And Krishna is laughing. Then everyone were in circle there. And everyone were knowing that Krishna is in front of me and I am taking and giving. With laughing, making laughing Krishna, all were taking. In the meantime, Madhumangal was sitting so grave. Grave, you know? Not giving and taking anything. And he anguthi and laddu here. No? I'm sitting. With a stick in his hand. If anyone come. Baldev guested something. It is a proper word? Guest?
Guest.
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 There's something is here. So he
hints by his eyes.
He told anyone, Sridham, Suval, or any friend, that do like this. He was sitting like this from behind. Suval and Sridham both came and did like this. Post. And he became like, then they, and snatched. With anguthi and all laddu. And one gave it to other, and this came so long distance, both things.
And after that, Laddu came and they divided into all boys. He was then so furious, Madhu Mangal. And he used to do lathi like this and abusing Krishna and Baldeva and all others. I'm Brahmin. I will give you course, you know.
Yeah.
Like Durvasa. And he told that, I'm just now going to Kansa Maharaj. And I complained against these cow husbands. They don't know that I am Brahmin sons. I can do everything. I can burn fire just now. Then he was weeping also. Then Krishna went there and fell on the feet of Brahmins. Oh, you are my friend, very good friend. Don't do so. Otherwise, Kansa will come and give danda to me,
punishment.
But I know what he can do, Kansa. Lakhs and lakhs Kansa cannot do anything, any harm. Don't do so. Then he brought some misty laddu and gave, and again they were playing. So here, this Sakhi is telling that will you accept me as a dasi? Dasati dasi ke yam. At that time I will be with you. And may you tell me to carry all the drabya, archandrabya. Archandrabya, you know?
Yeah. Items.
The materials which were to be used in sun
worship.
In a golden pot, thala, plate, golden plate, I will take. And I always be with you. And when you order, I will
put
off your fingers ring. And what you will order by your eyes, I will do at once. So please be so much merciful that allow me to write my name in the register of your dasis. His prayer. So that I may taste all these things and see my own by my own eyes. This is the prayer of this shloka. Then another shloka. We'll discuss it in Mathura. Brajapuru parityajya agyamishtannam bahuvidha mati japnatasvena pankam varoru pakvam varoru. Now he will tell that Yashoda has given order to Radhika by Kundalata that in evening when Krishna will return from cow herding, he will be so hungry. But yet he is no test in taking anything. But if Radhika cooks and prepares, he will take with taste. So please send something for Krishna. So here Dasi, that Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari, is requesting Srimati Radhika, when you will order me to carry all these things in evening for Krishna, and Krishna will take it so sweetly, all these things. So order me and please keep me as a dasi to do all these things. I was going to tell, but I forgot. What is sadhan? What is bhav bhakti? And what is prema? In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, it has been described. Kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava sa sadhana vida. I am describing only sadhan. There are two kinds of bhakti sadhana.
with Nishtha and without Nishtha. You have read perhaps, I have
nishthita,
told.
Nishtita, Anishtita.
Nishtita sadhan and Anishtita bhakti sadhan. Anishtita with so many namaparat, shivaparat, and so many anarths, like Sukriti Uttha, Duskriti Uttha, Aparad Uttha, Bhakti Uttha, there are so many kinds. Have he told you?
No, no.
Yes.
Oh, I will describe it all with Mathura. Especially, we know name offense. We know Sevaparad also. And Guru Aparad also. And we try to escape from all these things. So with these all offenses, when we chant, when we hear, when we meditate, this is anisthita. No? It will produce bad fruit, not good fruit, like Krishna prema. Sadhana bhakti are also of two kinds, Vaidhi bhakti sadhana and Ragami Baba. And these are of two, Nishtita and Anishtita. When we do it with Nishtha, then it is called Nishtita Bhakti. Of Uttam Bhakti, Anna Bhilash Rahit, Gyan Karma, Sunna, not Sunna but
Anabhritam.